The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola was not able to be here live and in person today, but she knew that ahead of time, so we recorded the show ahead of time. So this is a pre-recorded broadcast, but I hope you find it interesting. She's a lovely person and has so much to offer all of us. So enjoy.
I know.
So this is a switch up.
We're trying to switch things up.
I like it.
Summer, we might as well switch everything up.
I like it. I think it's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
So for folks maybe that aren't familiar with you and how acupuncture works, mm-hmm. let's talk about your business and what you do, because isn't this a great time if you've never done it before to come in if you've got some extra time this summer?
Oh, yes. Especially because we help, you know, Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, and we help patients and people that are in chronic pain or have felt dismissed, you know, or have tried everything else. Either we specialize in chronic pain, infertility, peripheral neuropathy, a lot of autoimmune diseases as well. And so a lot of our patients have tried everything else and they've felt either dismissed or they're sick of being on a multiple meds or procedures or injections and everything. So they're just sick of being tired and they're sick of being in pain and all this other stuff. So they come in, seek help with us, because a lot of times I hear every week, you're my last resort. So, and then also, of course, we, like you said, we deal a lot with stress and what stress can cause, the different chronic conditions that stress maybe makes worse, or that there's been an underlying stress for years that have caused chronic inflammation in the body.
Mm-hmm. So explain a little bit about how acupuncture works, because we have, I think a lot of us have ideas about it, but kind of explain the science behind it. Because one of the things that I think is really important to mention about Dr. Gibbons is that you also have a Western medicine background.
Right.
So this is coming from Eastern medicine and it's been around thousands of years, but you also have the knowledge to do both, which I think is very important.
Yeah. Eastern, I specialize in, or I practice traditional Chinese medicine, and that's been around for 3,000 years. Of course, it has evolved from when it first started, and there's been a lot more research on it, especially in the last few years when there's been more interest in it and how it works. So I've been a registered nurse for over 20 years and have been an acupuncturist for about 10 years now, and was doing both for a while and then moved more into this area because we were seeing so many results. And acupuncture, how it works, kind of in a little, not in a 3.5 year, 4 year study kind of explanation,
because
it is a 3,000 year old medicine. So it helps different systems of the body function how they're supposed to. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's a lot of systems in our body, whether it be, you know, the nervous system or the endocrine system or the cardiovascular system, that can become dysfunctional either from stress or trauma, or you know, just other things that happen throughout the lifetime. And so what this helps do is create the system, whether the nervous system is out of whack, to start to function in the way it's supposed to function, and communicate with the other systems in the body to work. So what I mean like that, I can give an example of say like peripheral neuropathy, and that's where there's a lot of numbness, tingling in the hands and feet. You may get severe pain, prickling, and a lot of people lose their independence because they lose the ability to walk or lose the ability to drive. So just everyday activities, you know, that we take for granted, they lose. So what acupuncture can do in that aspect is it increases the blood flow to those nerves that are starting to die. And then the cardiovascular system, you know, starts to feed the nerves, and then the nerves start to regenerate. Now,
see, that's so interesting to me, because that's not really something you can't exercise that for change.
Right. And even though exercise is great for, you know, we need to move.
Circulation and all that,
we need to move. I always say you need to use it, otherwise you lose it. But if if the circulation isn't there and feeding the nerves and they aren't working, those systems aren't working together, then, you know, they're going to work separately and they're, it's just going to be a dysfunction in the body. Mm-hmm. So acupuncture can also, other ways that it works, it can also produce different neurotransmitters, natural neurotransmitters in the body, such as dopamine, and it produces like the natural pain neurotransmitters. Mm-hmm. So a lot of patients will say, did you put something on the tip of those needles?
Interesting.
Yeah, because they feel so good afterwards. And it's kind of counterintuitive, right? You're thinking, just wait a second. Mm-hmm. Why do I feel good when needles are, you know, being stuck in me?
Right.
But it's there, like I said, it's a 3,000-year-old medicine. So it's really evolved. So there's specific points that we place in there to produce those results.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. So if you have a question about acupuncture, maybe it's something you've thought about considering for yourself, or you know somebody that might benefit, or you have a condition and you're wondering, would it help? You can always text those questions in at 850-437-1620. So with the heat, with the stress, anxiety, mm-hmm. and in theory, we're on vacation. A lot of people are on vacation.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you take a step back from work, that's when you suddenly really notice the aches and pains in your body. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, because people keep going and going and going until something breaks down. It's kind of like with our car. If we have the engine light comes on, I don't know about you, but there's sometimes I have put like, oh, I don't see that.
what check engine light?
The oil light. Oh, I don't even know what that little light means. So, you know, I'm just going to, whatever.
We'll get to it when we get to it.
Yeah, until you're broken down on the side of the road and, you know, the middle of Texas.
And we don't have oil lights.
Yeah.
It would be nice if we did, but we don't. So.
Yeah. And so a lot of times that's what happens to how we think of our bodies. Mm-hmm. We just keep going. And then when we step back from our life, you know, whether it be vacation or whatever, you're like, oh, I really realize how horrible I feel or how run down I feel. And then you try and force yourself back into your life. And like, I don't know if I want to do this. And,
right.
You know,
well, that's true.
Like
too.
maybe I do need some help and so, like I said, earlier, that's when a lot of times people realize, okay, I can't keep doing this. Or, you know, we help our patients realize you don't have to just live with it, because a lot of people think the doctor just told me that I'm getting old. This is a part of it. This is a part of pain. This is a part of hormones.
Especially if you have chronic back pain or neck pain, that kind of thing.
And a lot of people have tried injections and surgery and everything, and they're still feeling back pain. And a lot of times I have patients that come in, they've had back surgery, but then they have weakness in their legs or numbness or tingling in the legs. And that, you know, can be a side effect from surgery. And so we also work with those patients. So the back pain is gone, but then they have other side effects maybe from the surgery. Knee pain is also too. We have actually a couple of athletes that, you know, they had knee surgery, but they want to speed up the recovery. So it helps with the recovery.
Interesting.
You know,
I didn't know that.
As long as the surgeon is okay with you receiving acupuncture, you know, after a certain amount of time, it helps to speed up recovery as well.
And you've talked before about it also has helped women who are either pregnant or trying to get pregnant.
Yes. Yeah. And talk about stressful. That is supposed to be a, you know, exciting time. And then after a while, when couples have kept trying, they're like, well, this is becoming really stressful. There's a lot of kind of shame around, you know, why it's not happening. And so a lot of times women come in, and men, and they just need that extra boost, because sometimes we are so stressed, it's not a good foundation to get pregnant, you know?
Sure. Yeah, so, no, that makes sense.
So the acupuncture, and then we do a lot of herbal medicines too that help just replenish and nourish the body. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of reset. And, you know, we talk about stress. And
you've had some success recently, right?
Yes. Yeah, we have actually. in the last month, we've had a three pregnancy, positive pregnancy
wow.
tests. Yeah.
Wow.
So we're getting Pensacola pregnant.
So. They have to change the name.
Yeah, right.
Wow. That's amazing to me, though.
So, and then the process is, because women do have... or have high, if you're at high risk, then mm-hmm. we want to keep you pregnant. So then a lot of times I'll see my patients through at least the first trimester to make sure everything is good, because that first trimester can be rough for a lot of women, whether it be nausea, heartburn, or, you know, just other things that go along with being pregnant.
Okay, yeah.
So
what about, I've got a question here. This is menopause, question mark.
Yeah.
So I guess we're talking about the other end of the spectrum, because that involves... aches, pain, stress, hormones. I mean, mm-hmm. and it can be, what's interesting about that is it could be any time, any age.
Yep.
It's not a set thing. So
yes.
does it help with that?
Yes. Perimenopause, mm-hmm. menopause. And then perimenopause and menopause, you have a whole array of symptoms that you can have, right? Not, you know, we think, everybody thinks, oh, hot flashes mm-hmm. and insomnia and an irritability. But yes, so those definitely... we help with. And then also there's other things that help, because when our hormones are going all over the place, estrogen drops, and there's joint pain related to it, new onset migraines,
mm-hmm.
And of course severe fatigue.
Right.
And so there's a lot of other things that happen with this process as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have increase of women that come in after their 50s and they're like, I have frozen shoulder, and they've
Ooh.
Had surgery on it, but it's something that we can help with.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to be a common thing, frozen shoulder, and increase in arthritis as well.
Interesting. So if I wanted to come in and see you, or if somebody, mm-hmm. the listeners listening right now and kind of curious, how would they get started? They would come in. How does the process work? And is it, you know, if I didn't know anything about acupuncture, do I come in just once, or do I set up a treatment plan? And then give us an idea of the cost, too.
Yeah, no, those are great questions. Because, a lot of people don't know, okay, where do I start? What is this? And then you can go down a rabbit hole on the internet of
don't
what
do it.
It is.
Don't Google it.
Don't go on YouTube. Don't.
It's not going
to. So what we do is, of course, call our office.
And what's that number?
And that is 850-530-1028. Or you can look us up on awpensacola.com, because we answer a lot of questions on the website. But otherwise, what you would want to do to get started is call our office. My assistant will set you up with a consultation. The consultation will be with me,
mm-hmm.
and that's about 30 minutes long. And I go over your health history. And then, of course, you'll fill out a form, but I want to talk to you, because I want to hear your own words, you know, because a form is just a form. It kind of gets us started. I mm-hmm. want to have a conversation with you. And because a lot of times things will come out that you don't even realize might be connected to that issue that you're coming in. Because we don't look at you as just a body part,
mm-hmm.
you know, even though you do have low back pain. Okay, well, what else could have, you know, accounted to it? And if, say, you had knee pain or knee surgery and that threw off your back, okay, well, then we have to treat the back and the knee. So
mm-hmm.
I want to really delve into what has been going on.
You get the big picture.
Yes, we get the whole picture. So then I'll be able to tell you from there,
mm-hmm.
okay, we need this many treatments to get you there. Because I also want to ask you, what is your goal? Because some people are like, I would be happy with 50% better. I would be happy with if the peripheral neuropathy just didn't progress anymore,
mm-hmm.
or if I could drive, or if I could play with my grandkids. So I like to get specific, because people have different goals and expectations. So after that, I'll be able to say, okay, this is what we need to do. This is the plan. So typically people that come into me have chronic issues.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be 2 months. I could be seeing you for 3 months. It's not a quick fix. You know, we want longer results and not just fast results.
Right.
Because we want them to last.
Mm-hmm.
I tell my patients, I want to see you a lot in the beginning, but after that, I want you to go out and live life.
Right.
You know?
But I'm guessing you're giving them advice, too, about how to minimize some of their symptoms, because you do have the herbal remedies as well and some other things that you do there at the clinic.
Yeah, because we don't just do acupuncture. That is a foundation to a lot of the treatments, but we'll also incorporate ATP resonance therapy, which is a microcurrent, which helps to create better functioning cells, I'd like to
say.
Interesting,
yeah.
So we incorporate that, and then also O3 regenerative therapy, which can help, you know, it's
oxygen.
It's an antibacterial, antiviral. So a lot of times people with allergies or migraines and everything. So I look at all these different therapies that we do and incorporate it into a treatment plan so we can get better, longer lasting results. And you can, you know, live life. And then, of course, we talk about different things that you can do outside because we also want you to be accountable for your own health, too. It's an investment, and we want you to get the best out of it, you know. So so pricing can, we would discuss that more within the consult because sometimes it can be, you know, this amount, and then sometimes it can be a greater amount, just depending on how many treatments you would need. But usually we get all of that out of the way, and we talk about insurance, and we talk about, you know, if your insurance will cover it. So
that's a question just popped in. Does insurance cover all this?
Yes. It depends on your insurance policy. A lot of times, you know, with Medicare and Medicaid, it's not going to, and there's so many changes going on that we're typically out of network with the most. But we always tell people, you know, call your insurance company, you know, ask them, you know, is acupuncture covered? Is out of network covered? You know, what are my benefits? Because we want you to know, you know, but before you start, so there's no surprises.
Right, of course. Yeah. Okay, talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons. She is with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. I'm intrigued by it. I did acupuncture, as I mentioned to you, years ago, and was very helpful to me during that time because I was in a mourning process. I had lost some family members, and I was grieving, and so I had this kind of malaise. I just seemed like I had a lack of energy, and I did, I think I want to say I did it close to 6 months.
Yeah.
And it was really, it was life-changing for me.
Yeah.
So I definitely can give a testimonial to how it does work.
Yeah.
And even the treatments themselves, because when I would come in and just resting.
Yes.
And then when they would put the needles in, and by the way, they don't hurt.
Right.
Just need to
right.
clarify that right now, because right away people are going, ooh, no, no, but I'm that way. And it wasn't that for me.
Yep.
So it was a very simple process.
Just the fact that you kind of are forced to rest.
Yeah.
Well, not forced, but your body does calm down. And then after so many treatments, you know, sometimes people relax right away.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some of us that are a little type A. And
no.
I mean, and I'm guilty of that as well, you know. So there's that you need 2 or 3 treatments to reset that nervous system and the endocrine system. And it is also a detox. So sometimes you do feel like I tell my assistants, we have to have Kleenex in every single room because there is a release.
Yeah.
And sometimes people are like, I don't know why I'm crying, but I'm crying. And then they feel better because we do hold on to a lot of things.
Our
muscles hold on to things. I tell my patients, our mind can think and process, but our muscles and our body can't, right? We don't have the mind to do that.
Understanding is that the body does hold memory.
Yes.
Which I have proven true for myself.
Yeah.
So, but it's very, very connected, but we are so cerebral most of the time.
Yes, we're all up in our head.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it really is, like, literally we're all up in our head.
Yes.
And that's why there's such a disconnection with a lot of people between the head and the body, because we're trying to tell ourselves, oh, no, no, no.
That's not really hurting.
Yeah, cover that check engine light. This is not really happening until, like, you can't walk anymore, or you wake up and you can't get out of bed, or, you know, all these other things. Because we are all in our head, but the muscles and the body do hold on to things. And when we do acupuncture and the other treatments, it helps to move some of that, you know, tension and everything through. So sometimes there is a release and almost like, a freedom. Like I can move and I can think a little bit better. But we have to make sure that it's like a consistent thing, because a lot of times the body goes back to what it remembers. You know, we've been functioning in a certain state for, you know.
It's almost like you're comfortable in stress.
Yes.
Oh, and so then getting out of stress, you almost feel uncomfortable because you're not stressed.
It's like being in a bad relationship.
Yes.
Where like, I think I'll be fine.
I'll just hang in there.
It'll change. Mm. It'll change. It'll work out. Mm-hmm. It'll be fine until it doesn't.
Right.
And you're just like, nope, I'm not doing this anymore.
But when you get out, it's still a period of adjustment.
Yes, exactly.
To the new you.
Yep. Yeah, because I remember, you know, being a nurse for so many years as well and getting out of that constant stress. You're like this constant stress, constant, like I'm not sleeping very well. But you get used to it and your body starts to adjust to it until you start getting, because I was getting, you know, bad migraines and back pain and just all over body pain. And of course, you know, I knew, okay, I need to change something.
Right.
And that's the biggest decision that you have to make is like, okay, I have to make a commitment. I have to make a change to this for myself.
We got another question from one of our listeners. Can acupuncture help with weight loss?
It can.
How would that work?
Honest, I don't do acupuncture too much specifically for weight loss.
Okay.
It can help because there are treatments that can deter appetite and decrease cortisol and decrease stress. Again, it's going to be a consistent thing, but it's also going to be about diet.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest thing, you know, when you're dealing with weight loss is diet. If there the factor of because of, you know, weight gain and eating and everything is because of stress, I'm all for it. You know, and we can
I was
going to
say a lot
that.
Of people are stress eaters, the binge, you know, binge eaters, but it's just because they get home from work and then they just, that was their way of calming down after work.
And then going back to, you know, with menopause too, there's a hormone fluctuation and because of that, there's weight loss or weight gain. So if we get to more the root of the problem and it's not just about weight loss, then yes. But I'm very careful of how I answer that because it's not going to be like you just take a shot and you're not hungry anymore.
It's not a quick fix.
No, there's some accountability on that. You know, side of it.
Is there an age range for acupuncture? I mean, how can young kids,
yes.
do acupuncture too?
Yes. The youngest I have had, there are times when young, like babies, you know, 6 to 1 year have a lot of digestive issues.
Really?
And so we can work with that.
No kidding.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
Then,
that young. I didn't realize.
Yes. Yeah. And it's completely different than if I would treat somebody in their 50s or,
right,
or 40s. But also I've had children that are 6, 7 years old that have digestive and, you know, anxiety as well already that young. And then I think our oldest patient is 100. He just turned 104.
You told me about him.
Yeah.
I just love this story.
Yeah.
He's something else.
Yeah. Oh, he's going. Yeah. He is retired military and he's still got a great mind and everything. So,
And how long has he been one of your patients?
For about a year now.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Granted, we did see him a lot more in the beginning and now we just see him occasionally. But, but yeah, he comes in for a tune up. So,
I love it. I love it. Well, if it means I'm going to live to 101, I'm in.
Yeah. Right. As long as it's quality of life. That's,
that's
the thing. And then he's got a great quality of life and lives it to its fullest. So, and that's what we're all about is, you know, helping you live a quality life, not just getting through the day kind of thing. So, which a lot of us have gotten into. So,
no doubt. Well, it's just a pleasure always to have you here. Talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. We're just about out of time. Is there anything you wanted to mention before we go?
So we are having actually free consultations this summer until the end of the
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk. And Meg, you've been listening to a pre-recorded broadcast from our friend Dr. Rebecca Gibbons at Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. And you can always go to our website to hear our podcast at newsradio923.com.